With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. There are new doubts on whether talks will lead to ending the war between Ukraine and Russia.
Overnight into Sunday, Russia launched an assault of airstrikes and some 150 drones across Ukraine, killing at least four people. President Donald Trump said on social media Saturday that he doubts Russian President Vladimir Putin wants to end the war with Ukraine, and that there was no reason for Putin to be shooting missiles into civilian areas, cities, and towns over the last few days. Only a day earlier, Trump had said Ukraine and Russia were very close to a deal. On Saturday, Trump had a face-to-face brief meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the Vatican before the start of Pope Francis's funeral. After, Zelensky told reporters the meeting went well. I'm Donna Warder.
Meanwhile, Pyongyang has confirmed for the first time that it did send combat troops to Russia to support its war against Ukraine. Also, SRN News, military force is certainly on the table if U.S.-Iran talks to curb Tehran's nuclear capabilities do not result in concessions.
President Trump has never proposed invading Iran or trying to change its government or turn it into democracy, but he has made it perfectly clear, as he has said, there will be bombing. And time and time again, whether it's President Trump, for instance, or Ronald Reagan, the discriminate but forceful application of military power has proven effective, especially against Iran.
Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton, in an interview with the Salem Radio Network, he emphasizes the strong support that he and the president have for the defense secretary.
President Trump is clear today that he supports Secretary Hegseth. I support Secretary Hegseth. I said last night that these latest stories are obviously liberal media publishing sour grapes from disgruntled former employees.
Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton, this is SRN News. A Supreme Court justice has some advice for Christian parents, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
During recent arguments in a case where Maryland moms and dads want the right to opt their kids out of classes using textbooks that promote the LGBT lifestyle, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson suggested that the plaintiff should put their children in private school if they object to certain books. The justice seems to be unaware that a lot of Christians cannot afford to do that and doesn't address the fact that tax dollars of those parents are already funding the public schools. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new report indicates that persecution of Christians in Pakistan is on the rise again. The survey conducted by Human Rights Focus Pakistan finds believers were victims of an unusually high number of murders, abductions, and forced conversions during the first 3 months of the year. Jeff King, president of International Christian Concern, says for too long, Pakistan has cloaked its systemic persecution in silence and impunity. This is SRN News. Iran's president visits those injured in a port explosion. Julie Walker has more.
Iran's president on Sunday visiting those injured in a huge explosion that rocked one of the Islamic Republic's main ports, a facility purportedly linked to an earlier delivery of a chemical ingredient used to make missile propellant. The visit by President Masoud Pezeshkian comes as the toll from Saturday's blast at the port outside of Bandar Abbas rose to at least 40, with about 1,000 injured. While Iran's military sought to deny the delivery of ammonium perchlorate from China, new videos emerged showing an apocalyptic scene at the still-smoldering port, a crater appearing yards deep, surrounded by burning smoke so dangerous authorities closed schools and businesses in the area. I'm Julie Walker.
Jack in the Box, set to close up to 200 locations. More details at SRNnews.com.